And that's where we leave Newsday here on Radio 4. Good morning, I'm Caroline Nicholls. There's weather, news and sport before six. And we hear from an estate in Scotland where hundreds of trees have been flattened by Storm Eowyn. First, there's a new kind of comedy series starting this Thursday.
I love weddings. I think it's really helpful choosing what to have for dinner 7 months in advance.
Brand new comedy from BBC Radio 4.
From the visionary who brought you All the President's Men, Spotlight and The Post comes a new journalistic drama.
This story is bigger than you. It's bigger than me. You and I both know. Dua Lipa stunned in low-cut top. I know it, you know it. Everyone in that press pool knew it. So why won't you report it?
Showcasing the best online comedy talent with the biggest following.
POV starts on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds on Thursday night at 6:30.
Now on Radio 4, here's Simon King.
Caroline, thank you. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Tuesday, the 28th of January. There are warnings of gales in Viking, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Sol, Lundy, Fastnet, Shannon, Rockall and Fair Isle. The general synopsis at midnight. Low Lundy 966, expected Dogger 987 by midnight tonight. Low Viking 972, expected Forties 987 by same time. Atlantic Low 989, expected west of Sol 990 by that time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, squally showers, good occasionally poor. North at Sierra, south at Sierra. Southeasterly 4 to 6, showers, good. Forties, Cromarty, cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Cromarty, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fourth, Tyne, west Dogger. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming northwesterly 4 to 6, showers, good. East Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber. Southerly, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Humber. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Thames, Dover, White. Southwest 6 to gale 8, veering west or northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in White. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Portland, Plymouth. West or northwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in Plymouth, backing southwest 3 to 5 later. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Biscay. Northwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first in south, backing southwesterly 6 to gale 8. Thundery showers, moderate, occasionally poor. Fitzroy. Northwest, backing southwest, becoming cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, thundery rain, moderate, occasionally poor. Sol, Lundy, Fastnet. Northwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9, except in Lundy. Backing southwest, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming northwest 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, Rockall. Northwest 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic later in Shannon. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Malham, Hebrides, Bailey. Cyclonic, mainly northeast, becoming northwest 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. Cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Fair Isle, showers, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland. Southeasterly, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Weather reports from coastal stations for 0400, Tarry Automatic, northeast by east 4, 30 miles, 979 rising. Stornoway, northeast 5, slight rain, 8 miles, 983 rising. Lerwick, northeast 7, 19 miles, 981, rising slowly. Lucas, northeast 3, 15 miles, 978, rising slowly. Bridlington, south by west 4, 976, steady. Sandy Light Vessel Automatic, south southwest 8, 5 miles, 983. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 2 miles, 981. Jersey, Southwest 5, 7 miles, 983 steady. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, Southwest 7, 2 miles, 979. Scilly Automatic, West Northwest 7, slight rain 5 miles, 979 rising. Valentia, Northwest 5, slight showers 7 miles, 983 rising quickly. Ronald's Way, East by North 4, heavy drizzle 2 miles, 972 rising. Malinhead, Northeast 5, recent rain 7 miles, 978 rising quickly. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. A deep low over Wales will move east or northeast over the North Sea today, then northwest over Shetland tomorrow. Meanwhile, a deep Atlantic low will move eastwards towards northwest France tomorrow, then south over southwest France. Strong winds or gales with rain and showers will affect the coastal waters at times during the next couple of days. Cape Wrath to Rectory Head, including Orkney. Cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 near Orkney, becoming northwest 4 to 6. Showers good, occasionally poor. Rectory Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northeast backing northwest 3 to 5, increasing 5 or 6 later. Showers good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable 2 to 4, becoming north, backing west later 4 or 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southeast 4 or 5, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4, then northwest 5 or 6, backing west 4 or 5 later. Occasional rain or showers, becoming fair later, good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Southerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in southeast, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, then westerly 5 to 7 later. Occasional rain or showers, becoming fair later, good, occasionally poor. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Southwesterly 6 to gale 8, veering westerly 4 to 6. Showers fair later, good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southwest veering west or northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Showers fair later, good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southwest 6 to gale 8, veering northwest 7 to severe gale 9, backing southeast 3 to 5 later. Rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Land's End, St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or northwest 6 to gale 8, becoming variable 4 or less. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming northwest 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East or northeast, backing northwest 3 to 5, rain or showers becoming fair later, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, north or northeast 4 to 6, backing northwest, decreasing 3 or 4 later, rain or showers becoming isolated, good, occasionally moderate. Loch Foyle to Carnifer Loch, northeast, backing northwest 4 or 5, rain then showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northeasterly, backing northwesterly, 3 to 5, rain then showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardamurchan Point. Northeast, 4 to 6, backing north or northwest, 3 to 5, showers, good. Ardamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Northeast 5 or 6, backing north or northwest 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally poor. And the Shetland Isles. Northeast 6 to gale 8, veering east 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thanks, Simon. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Tuesday, the 28th of January. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Caroline Nicholls. A report which suggests widening the definition of extremism has been rejected by the Home Secretary. An advisory body has said GPs in England should ask patients if they gamble in the same way they're asked about their alcohol consumption. In business, Donald Trump says China's development of a low-cost AI chatbot that stunned the global markets should serve as a wake-up call. And in sport, the former Premier League referee David Coote has said actions which led to his sacking last year were affected by the pressure of hiding his sexuality. The government has rejected a call for the definition of extremism to be widened. The BBC has been told the Home Secretary, Yvette Cooper, doesn't agree with the findings of a report she commissioned last year and will order the focus to remain on Islamist and far-right extremism. Here's our political correspondent, Tom Symonds.
The Home Secretary asked the department to examine the kind of people the police and other agencies should regard as extremists. The findings, leaked to the right-leaning think tank Policy Exchange, recommend expanding the definition of extremism to include environmentalists, religious groups beyond Islam, anarchists, misogynists, and conspiracy theorists. A Home Office source said ministers had rejected the findings and would continue to focus on the greatest threats from Islamist and right-wing extremism.
Hamas says more than 300,000 displaced Palestinians have returned to northern Gaza since yesterday morning. Streams of people, many of them holding all their belongings, have been making the journey from the south on foot. The government in the Democratic Republic of Congo has announced that the army now controls most of Goma in the country's east. The authorities said the military had dealt a major blow to the Rwandan-backed M23 rebels. They've disputed the claims. Barbara Pletusher reports.
The fate of Goma is still unclear. UN officials have said the situation is chaotic, with active zones of combat throughout the city. The new U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio condemned the M23 attack in a call with the Congolese president, who reportedly agreed on the need to restart peace talks with Rwanda, which is accused of backing the rebels. But first, the Congolese government has asked for another meeting of the UN Security Council, demanding that this time it take tough action against Rwanda.
The government is to ease restrictions on how defined benefit pension schemes are managed as part of efforts to boost economic growth. The Treasury says the funds have a total surplus of £160 billion, but current rules mean much of the money is trapped and can't be invested in the wider economy. Some pensions experts have warned that there are risks around redeploying such funds. An NHS advisory body has said GPs in England should ask some patients if they're at risk of problem gambling in the same way they're asked about their alcohol intake. The National Institute for Health and Care Excellence has issued new guidance for doctors. It's now widely recognised